This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora everyone, and welcome to Season 5 of the Equal Agenda podcast. Beginning with a big shout out to YWCA for making this possible. The organisation has been supporting and upholding the well-being, development and achievement of young women for over 140 years now in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Our Equal Agenda podcast being a part of this motivation.
Yeah, I'd also like to say a huge thanks to Free FM for making this possible. They've taught us how to use all the equipment and do all the recording stuff. So we're going to start by introducing ourselves. My name's Leo, and I'm from Hamilton originally. I'm still in Hamilton. I thought about moving for uni when I was younger, but I ended up deciding against it. A lot of my mates ended up staying in Hamilton, and you know, I have a really good group of mates, and I didn't want to leave that behind. I think, you know, having a good support structure is really important. Also, you know, staying at home, not having to pay rent or any of the bills was pretty appealing.
My name's Lucia, and I didn't make that decision, so I have been paying rent and paying for food for quite some time now. I'm from Hastings, so in Hawke's Bay. I had no choice but to move for uni, and I chose to come to Waikato. And I'm currently studying politics and geography, as well as a couple of Māori and Indigenous studies papers and some gender study papers, I guess is where my interest comes in for this Equal Agenda podcast.
Yeah, and I do a Bachelor of Social Sciences. I major in psychology. I've done a minor in economics. I also have taken political science and international relations papers. I've done some philosophy in first year, but I didn't really like it. And I also have done some sociology papers as part of my social sciences bachelor.
My pronouns are she, her, so I have grown up as a young woman in New Zealand, and throughout this podcast I'll share a little bit about my experiences and perspectives of that.
Yeah, and I'm lucky enough to be the first bloke to feature on the podcast, so my pronouns are he, him, and I'm pretty excited to be able to provide a new lens or a new perspective for some of the issues we're going to cover.
As I mentioned, I study geography alongside political science, and so I think a lot of my interests kind of stem from that, like what I'm passionate about. So I'm really excited about, I guess, geography and the natural environment and sustainability, both in the social environment and also natural environment.
Yeah, and I'm a massive football fan. I think that's part of where my interests in different cultures kind of came from, because obviously football is a pretty global thing, and that shows in not just, you know, the fans, but also the different ways that football teams play their football. I mean, you look at the Premier League's quite a physical, quite an intense league. The Italians play real defensive football. Teams in the Spanish league always play a real beautiful style of possession football.
What football club do you support?
I'm a big Chelsea supporter. We're not doing too great recently, but you know, that's the thing about supporting a club. You kind of got to ride the highs and the lows. Do you support a club?
Fair enough. No, but my brother supports Real Madrid, so ooh, I'll have to ask him how he feels about my co-host being a Chelsea fan. So I guess moving into the actual topic of our podcast, this season is about politics and the upcoming New Zealand election. So I think when Leo and I both first met under this kind of topic, we had a similar like intention for what we wanted the podcast to look like, in that we wanted to really discuss the fact that politics isn't something that just happens in Parliament, but is something that is happening in all aspects of our lives in every day. Therefore, it's not like just for experts to understand or discuss, but for everyone.
Yeah, fully. It's also real important for young people to figure out who they're voting for, and just to get an idea of how the voting system works. You know, over the last, I don't know, 20 years, there's been a pretty persistent decline in young people voting, and that's starting to become a problem for various reasons. We'll talk about that in some of our later topics in the podcast, but that was one of the things that drew me to the show. You know, obviously this is a women's rights space show, so some of you might be thinking, okay, what's the bloke doing on it? And to be honest, I was pretty keen to jump on here because I'd say I'm a pretty big defender of women's rights. I got lots of great women in my life. You know, I've got some real great women mates, some real capable women mates, a real clever girlfriend, and I think they should all be afforded the same sort of opportunities that I get. I think, yeah, I've always kind of hated unfairness. I don't like the whole thought of people not getting the same opportunities or being held back just because of the way that they were born. It's just something that really irks me.
Yeah, definitely. Like the idea that better representation is beneficial for everyone, not just for women. So yeah, this season we have planned our episodes to cover sort of the scope of politics and the way that that intersects with women and what feels most prevalent for us having grown up as, I guess, like a young woman and a young man in Aotearoa.
Yeah, I think it's really important for young people to get a scope of what's going on in Parliament, because there's a lot of issues that will affect us more than other people. You know, things like population decrease. I think, you know, the way our welfare system's been set up, it's been set up to, you know, have, I don't know what the exact number is, but, you know, three people supporting one person on superannuation. You know, young people having less kids, old people living longer. Not that I think we should cut old people off superannuation. I think, you know, it's important as a society to look after the people that need help the most, and old people that, you know, can't work to provide for themselves. And to be honest, they've already done their bit for society.
Shouldn't have to worry about super.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the fact that long-term decisions are going to affect young people for the longest amount of time. Yeah, so that's actually one of the topics that we have planned to cover in this season. So we're just going to have a chat about, I guess, the episodes that we have planned so far and the topics that we're going to discuss. So we'll be starting off our first episode following this one with why aren't young people and young women voting?
Yeah, we're also going to be talking about how we can get young people to vote and how other countries have done that.
Following that, we want to talk about the history of women voting in New Zealand and how that continues to affect us today, particularly talking about the recent pay equity bill.
Yeah, we're also going to talk a bit about Indigenous politics and Te Tiriti. I think, you know, obviously that's pretty important for New Zealand.
Yeah, and just the idea of upholding and understanding Indigenous values. Following that, we're going to talk about how to spot misinformation, which is particularly relevant, I think, for this election in terms of like media framing, but also the uprise of artificial intelligence.
Yeah, there's fully so much AI stuff on the internet. Like, honestly, stuff on social media dupes me. Like, I used to pride myself on being able to spot that sort of thing, but it fully goes over my head now.
Yeah, it used to be like our parents. I remember my mum would show me stuff, and now I'm like, I actually can't tell if that's AI.
Yo, fully. But yeah, we're also going to be talking about superannuation. I briefly mentioned it earlier, and how that's just going to affect young people and old people.
Yeah, and then following that, we're going to talk a bit about the environment, so people and place intersecting and sort of the relationship there with politics.
Yeah, and covering the election, obviously we're going to talk about the parties a bit. So for the last episode, we are going to talk about,
penultimate's the correct word.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the various political parties in New Zealand and what some of their policies are. Just, you know, because it's pretty important to get an idea of what parties are planning to do, because, you know, how are you supposed to figure out who to vote for if you don't know what they're trying to do?
Yeah, so that one's going to be quite a big one. We're going to do our research there because we really want to make sure that both ourselves and whoever's listening are able to be, like, as educated and as comfortable as possible in New Zealand politics and engaging with it, because it's important that we put our voices out by voting and have a say in what our everyday life and what our future is going to look like.
Yeah, fully. I think there's a lot of young people that underestimate how much politics affects them. Like, I talked to some of my mates, and some of my mates are pretty interested in politics. Some of the boys aren't really. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the time, like a trend that I notice and a lot of the people my age that I speak to is that there's kind of two set groups of people. There's people that actually care about politics and will do their research about it, but that's only about 40% of young people, I reckon, or at least 40% of the people that I know,
which is worrying because policies implemented,
if anything, they actually affect young people more than anyone else, because, you know, if you're a student or if you're just starting to work, you've probably got a fair bit less money than everyone else. And so decisions made around things like cost of living, job security, things like that will affect us probably way more than they would people who have, you know, got savings in the bank that they can rely on if they lose their job.
Yeah, definitely. I think that often people don't quite realise that in voting, you're not just voting for like the people that you see in Parliament, but you're voting for sort of the healthcare system, the cost of living, like even things that affect climate change and housing, everything like that. And then those factors are also experienced differently for women than it is experienced for men. So different issues such as like pay equity, healthcare, education and just safety are completely different for a woman living their day-to-day life than for a male living their life.
Yeah, fully. I think, you know, obviously healthcare is also quite different for women than it is for men. I might be talking out my ass a little bit because I'm not a woman and obviously I don't have to give birth or anything like that.
Yeah, so obviously Parliament should be an equal representation of everyone, which it's clearly not, and that's, I guess, a reflection of the fact that not everyone's voting, but also it's just kind of the state of politics at the moment in New Zealand. So I think it's important to express and kind of help people gain an understanding of just how many issues are felt and experienced differently and how they all relate back to politics.
Yeah, fully. I think it's also helpful for, I mean, at least from a guy's point of view, it's helpful for guy politicians to get an idea of what people need, because if you're in a parliament full of all guys, well, there's a bunch of issues that you just won't really think about, or at least not think about the same way as if you would if you're a woman. And so having, you know, especially young women vote and having young people and young women in parliament, that's pretty helpful because it gives parliament a more rounded vision of what we actually need.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something we sort of will delve into later in the season in one of our episodes is women in positions of leadership and in parliament in Aotearoa and sort of the differing experiences that they've had to men in those same positions and sort of the different treatment that they've had. So the fact that, again, that's politics, like it's linking everywhere, even to their experiences being different and the impacts of that in just general society.
Yeah, fully. I also just think it's important as a bloke to care about what's going on for women. Every guy out there has at least one woman that they care about, whether it's your mum, your girlfriend, your sister, a mate, a colleague. You know, if you care about that person, you should be aiming to make life as good for them as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And that almost makes me think of, you know, that cartoon and it's like, there's the little fence. They're like at a football game and there are people on the little black bricks.
Oh, the equity one.
Equity rather than equality. So it's like, for people who haven't seen it, I'll try and describe.
It's a bit of a tricky one to describe.
Yeah, there's obviously an adult, so someone who's a bit taller and they can see over the fence really clearly. And then there's two others who kind of progressively get shorter and they have three, like, bricks between them that they stand on.
Boxes or something.
Yeah, little boxes. And it's just about them all being the same height and seeing things the same. So equity is bringing everyone up to the same level rather than providing with everyone the same thing. Because, like, for example, that taller person didn't need the block, whereas the shorter person needed two blocks.
Yeah, for reference, so the three people in the cartoon, so there's one that's tall enough to see over the fence to watch the football game without the need of a box. There's one that only needs one box to look over, and there's one that needs two boxes. And so it's comparing equality, which is where everyone gets one box. So, you know, the tall guy doesn't need the box, but he gets the box anyway. The medium-sized guy gets the box, and he can see over, but the little guy still doesn't get enough. To equity, where the tall guy doesn't get a box, but he doesn't need it. He can still watch the football game. The medium-sized guy gets the box, and he can watch it. And the small guy gets two boxes, so he can watch the game.
Yeah, so just that idea of equity versus equality, which I think will probably be a running theme throughout a lot of our episodes.
Yeah,
that's a great visual to sort of understand it easily. Okay, so a question for you. How do you think that studying politics has impacted the way that you see and experience just your everyday life?
Well, I think it definitely has changed things. I mean, you know, the more educated you get in a topic, the more you start to see and kind of understand the nuances of it. And so, you know, being able to understand those nuances, you kind of see those issues or those things that you learn about more in daily life. And it's not just my politics class. I mean, you know, there's actually a fair bit in my economics class that I've learnt that actually affects politics a lot as well. You know, learning about the relationship between minimum wage and unemployment things like that. And that's been pretty interesting because it's obviously things that affect young people heaps, you know. Minimum wage is always going to be a pretty big deal for young people because, you know, there's a lot of young people that still don't have the experience to be on anything outside of minimum wage. But also the labour market is just as important.
Yeah, definitely. I think building on from that, obviously studying politics now, I look back to myself when I was like freshly out of high school, just moved out of home, I'm like living in the halls of residence, and I think of sort of how I perceived just interactions in the world around me then compared to now. It's completely different. Like now I think in different spaces, different people that I speak to, different just occurrences I look at and consider different aspects because of that studying of politics. For example, just like sort of power dynamics that are there or accessibility, like who's being seen and sort of what's not being seen or what's invisible in that context. I think something that I've definitely recognised is the fact that politics affects us whether we pay attention to it or not. So I think it's really important for young people and particularly maybe more marginalised young people, for example, like women or our Indigenous communities, to sort of become aware of the fact that you don't have to know everything about politics. It can still feel a bit confusing, like the MMP system and the layers to it, but just noticing the fact that politics is all around us and consistently impacting us. So engaging with that and putting yourself out there is so important.
Yeah, fully. I mean, even just 30 minutes of research, you can learn so much, and especially if you don't know much. So, you know, I think one of the things is if you're not super into politics is just think about a couple of the issues that really matter to you and just spend 30 minutes researching each of them.
Yeah, definitely. Like the idea of you don't need to be a politics expert just to care about your community, you know, and voting isn't about knowing everything. It's just about having your say and looking at what impacts you and saying, I guess, the future that you want or like the policies that you want or best reflect you and your values.
Yeah, fully. And, you know, obviously we're not encouraging you to not do any research and vote. Obviously try to get as much research in and educate yourself as much on politics as possible so you can have a better understanding of politics as a whole. You know, even if you feel, you know, left inclined, right inclined, look at what the opposition have to say, because sometimes you'll be surprised with one or two of the things that they have to say. Because I really understand that, you know, learning about politics can seem a bit intimidating because it's a pretty big thing. You know, there's lots to learn, there's lots to understand, and obviously you won't understand all of it, but, you know, just starting to understand it is better than not understanding it all. I mean, did you ever find politics intimidating when you started learning about
Definitely.
It?
I remember in high school, I was too young to vote, because it probably, your year 13, you would have been able to vote, right, in that last election?
Yeah, I was too young, because I'm born
both
in December.
Us. Me yeah. too. Okay, so, yeah, being too young to vote, I was, like, quite intimidated by the fact that my peers were able to vote because I just felt too young. And then the following year, going into a politics class, I remember having like New Zealand politics and international relations. And I remember just thinking like, I don't know what any of these terms means. Like, how do I go about defining the word like democracy, or like we had the phrases of like communism and all of these different, you know, like ideologies. And I was like, I don't fit in here. I don't understand. But it's not really about, what I've learned now 3 years into that degree is it's not really about just knowing what the word is on a bit of paper. It's kind of about knowing what the word looks like in practice and knowing sort of the effects that has or the meaning that it has for you.
Yeah, fully. Yeah. I was pretty lucky because I wouldn't say I was born into politics real young, but, you know, my mum's always been relatively opinionated, and so has my dad, to be fair. And so, you know, I'd learn about things from them. And so I wasn't super intimidated at the thought of politics as a whole, but I took a couple of international relations papers this year, and it was my first time taking an international relations paper, and I was going straight into a third year class. And instead of doing like lectures, we were doing discussions. And I was like, whoa, I'm way out of my depth here, because this was, it was not only a level, a third year paper, it was a mixed class, both third and fifth year. And so it was a whole bunch of people that really knew their stuff. So I was a little bit worried because obviously since the class was structured as more a discussion than a lecture, you know, I was kind of scared to speak up because obviously, you know, I felt maybe a little bit more uneducated than a lot of the people in my class. But, you know, that's the great thing about listening to smart people have to say what they have to say is, you know, you actually pick up heaps. And so while I probably didn't speak as much as some of the other people in that class, I actually ended up learning heaps from just hearing about what people had to say.
Yeah, I think that's such a good way of putting it. Just like what we were discussing earlier, the idea of being like educated to vote. I think there's so much like strength in just listening, right? Like listening and then gauging that and what that means to yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, fully. And obviously don't just listen to what we have to say.
Oh, no.
You know, draw your own conclusions. If you think we're chatting...
rubbish.
Yeah, there you go. Can't swear on air. If you think we're talking out our ass, do your own research. Look things up. Figure things out for yourself.
So clearly the both of us have quite a lot to say about this topic, and that's why we have a whole season to talk about it.
Yeah,
so that's a bit about who we are, why we're making this podcast, and what you guys can expect for this season.
Yeah, we're real excited to be doing this. I mean, you know, it's pretty mean opportunity, and obviously it's things that we care about, so you know, obviously talking about things you care about is way more interesting than talking about things that you don't, so it's actually a pretty interesting thing for both of us.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we know that politics can be a bit overwhelming, and sometimes it can feel like it's a conversation that you're not invited to, so
fully.
We really want to challenge that and have conversations.
Yeah, fully. Yeah, so big cheers from us for listening.
Yeah, we can't wait to have you along for the rest of the season. Ka kite.
Ciao.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.